Hello and welcome to the Vet Blast podcast. I am your host, Dr. Adam Christman, Chief Veterinary Officer here at Fetch DVM 360.
Hey everyone, happy Veterinary Technician Appreciation Week. What? Well, I cannot wait to chat with you all too, because I have a great friend that's joining the show this week, and it is Dr. Kelly Cairns. How are you, my friend?
I'm so well, Adam, and it's so great to be with you today.
Yes, this is such a great celebratory week slash month slash year, is what I always say for our veterinary technicians and support team. And we're going to be chatting about empowering our veterinary support team. So happy Vet Tech Appreciation Week, Dr. Cairns.
And to you as well.
Yeah. You know, a fun fact before we get into it, everybody, is like many of you probably out there, I started out as a vet technician for many years, and I didn't become an LVT or licensed, but, you know, I did it for a long time. And I always felt like, you know, good veterinarians come from good technicians, you know?
Adam, just when I thought that there was nothing I didn't know about you, we are keeping in our spirit twin configuration. I also started a long time ago as an on-the-job trained technician. I was so grateful to get an opportunity when I was finishing freshman year of undergraduate, and I wound up working for that clinic for 4 years, and those veterinarians still to this day remain some of my mentors. But I totally hear you. I mean, this is really what developed for me, not only my love for the profession, but my profound respect for what our veterinary technicians and assistants do on the daily and how they are truly the backbone of our profession. And it's really laid the foundation for my advocacy work for that group of people in our profession.
I love that. And looking forward to learning more about that advocacy that you're doing. And so to our listeners, a little bit of information about our wonderful friend and colleague, Dr. Cairns. She graduated vet school from Colorado State University. Go
Rams.
There you go. And she also completed a small animal rotating internship at Cornell in 2005 and completed a small animal internal medicine residency, say that five times fast, at The Ohio State University, at which time she became a diplomat status in internal medicine. She enjoyed a rewarding clinical practice as an internist and medical director of a multi-specialty ER hospital unit, joining Pathway Vet Alliance in 2018, currently known now as Thrive Pet Healthcare. Dr. Cairns currently serves as the Vice President of Medical Excellence and Education for the 400-plus hospitals in the Thrive Pet Healthcare Network. She is also an adjunct faculty member at Lincoln Memorial University's College of Veterinary Medicine, a Chicago Veterinary Medical Association Board of Directors member, and right with us, a DVM 360 Editorial Advisory Board member and Fetch faculty speaker. She lectures internationally on profession-related wellness and leadership coaching topics, veterinary education models, and internal medicine. She is passionate about supporting the growth, success, and happiness of the superheroes in our amazing profession, which we're talking about today. And she lives in Naperville with her three children, husband, cat, and very sweet but poorly mannered Labrador Pity Mix when not engaged with her Thrive family or corralling her personal family. She enjoys personal fitness, running, and the science of home brewing and the perfect cup of, as we say in Jersey, coffee.
Coffee talk.
Coffee talk. I love it. So in the spirit of Vet Tech Appreciation Week, you know, they do so much for us, just as we were just talking about earlier. And there's so many growth opportunities that vet techs can have. And I love when I see vet technicians and assistants that are, I don't want to say reinventing themselves, but are challenging themselves for other opportunities that are out there. And I know that at Thrive, for instance, you guys have some opportunities and scholarships that are available. So tell the listeners a little bit about that and how they can contribute to the development of expanding their profession.
Thanks, Adam. I'm so grateful for this opportunity because really this is one of my favorite things to talk about. And again, to put into action what I mean in my words about team-based healthcare. So really at Thrive, I'm grateful that everyone at Thrive and our leadership team is strongly aligned to my core values of embracing team-based healthcare and what that means in particular to better support not only our team members, but have a better impact on our patients and the people who love those pets. And truly, team-based healthcare means for me, and for us at Thrive, empowering every single member of the team to can be constantly contributing on the daily to the maximum of their skill set whilst we grow their skills so they can do more and more, as well as what relevant state licensure might allow state by state as it relates to technicians. And, you know, I'm a big fan of saying, and don't kick me out of the club to those vets that are listening. Adam, don't kick me out of the club. No. I love us. I love us. I'm on team vet. But I'm probably 51% team tech in terms of how they make the hospital better. And they really are the superheroes. So again, sorry, it's just a passion for me. So at Thrive, we look at all the ways that we can support and nurture our techs and our assistants. And so one of the cool things when you talk about growth opportunities is that we have Thrive Technician Growth Scholarships that we will offer, where we work with the leadership teams at our hospitals to identify those techs and assistants to nominate and select for these scholarships. And so these are all expense paid opportunities. Just to give you one, a couple examples, I've offered a couple times an AAFP feline friendly on-demand course of study for those techs and assistants to get their cat friendly certificate, where they could do that on their own time. It's super cool, right?
Yeah.
Super cool. And then they become the champions or ambassadors for feline friendly practice at their hospitals. Another thing that's super cool that gets me really excited are the growth scholarships we offer to our techs and assistants to attend conferences. So, you know, you'll see them walking around at Fetch, which is amazing. We've also sent technicians to AAFP conferences, to Viticus Technician Symposium last year in Vegas. I was honored to be the keynote at that to express my gratitude to every tech. We're going to be sending a whole bunch of techs to the Hive Vet Tech Conference in Austin Tech Week. So it's just super cool to be able to give back to them and give them those opportunities that maybe they may not have otherwise.
It's so true, Kelly, because I was chatting with veterinary technicians at a symposium over the weekend, and they said, you know, we wish that our employers invested in our education a little bit more because we love learning. You never stop learning. So the fact that you're sending them to these conferences and putting on continuing education for them, oh, that's just the chef's kiss. It just warms my heart. So I love hearing that. So thank you for doing that. That's amazing. You know, let's talk a little bit more about, you know, retaining veterinary staff, because we know that's basically a current issue right now in our profession. So how does Thrive Pet Healthcare differ from other veterinary care providers in terms of supporting and retaining veterinary staff, especially in terms of career growth opportunities like we were just talking about?
Yeah, so I think this is really relevant for every single role. I mean, I know for sure with veterinarians as well, it's what can we do to help folks thrive, pun intended, and continue to feel like they're growing and happy to sustain that passion-driven purpose. And, you know, in my experience working with amazing techs and assistants over the decades, you know, I just feel that even on top of what we experience as veterinarians, our techs and assistants really sometimes struggle with opportunities for growth and development, as well as sustainability for the very physically and mentally demanding that those techs have, that burden on their shoulder in particular. So I think, you know, we need to look at casting a wide net at what it means to support and retain our techs. And so we look at what does that mean financially? What does that mean mentally and from a resilience and wellness standpoint? What does that look like from a growth standpoint in terms of professional and medical competencies and development? So just a few things to touch in each of those buckets. You know, I think when the rubber meets the road, we have to find a way to financially incentivize and express gratitude to our techs. So Thrive will offer retention bonuses that increase with tenure to really engage those staffs to stay with us through those retention bonuses. Right.
Yeah,
so that, you know, that I think is really important. You know, we also have a lot of flexibility in terms of work. So one of the things with our national network of community is it really affords our techs an opportunity to work shifts at other hospitals or even to transfer to other hospitals within the network to provide a little bit of career flexibility. And then from a medical and professional skill competency development standpoint to help those folks feel satisfied in their career. We have an online learning platform with virtual on-demand CE that we create for techs and doctors, team-based healthcare, where we focus on medical skills. For example, I think you're aware of our dental growth program. Anybody can go online and take those RACE-approved courses, but also the other important skills, courses on emotional intelligence, leadership development. We also have QPR, suicide awareness and gatekeeper prevention training that you can take. So I think it's just really important to provide those resources to our technicians so that, again, we try to keep their cups as full as possible, financially, emotionally, wellness-wise, and medical.
I love it. Yeah, you're hitting all the buckets there for sure. Now, I understand, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe you have some working relationship with the Penn Foster sponsorship program.
We do. I'm very, very proud of our technician credentialing sponsorship program. It's really a feather in a cap for us.
Yeah, tell me a little bit more about that.
Yeah, it's super cool. So, you know, again, it gets back to supporting our technicians to thrive for life is what we say about everybody, right? Is meet you where you're at, figure out what you want in your professional career, in your journey in this moment, and then give you tools, resources, skills, and support to get wherever it is you want to go in your journey, recognizing that's fluid and it's not a one-size-fits-all approach. So for technicians, we all know, I mean, you indicated, and I'm in the same boat. We worked a long time as a non-credentialed technician before we went to vet school. There's so many superhumans in our profession that train on the job and stay on the job. And for whatever the reason is, lack of resource, lack of finances, lack of time, lack of support, they've never had the opportunity to earn their credentials, but they desire to do that. You know, and this could be a new assistant that's just joined the field, or truly, we all know those superhuman seasoned technicians that could do it better than anybody. And they've been in it 20 years and they still desire to obtain those credentials as part of their personal roadmap. So this scholarship sponsorship program allows our non-credentialed technicians to apply for a full tuition reimbursement. So we're trying to, again, meet you where you're at and then remove as many barriers to entry to lighten your lift to help you succeed. So we take away the financial limitation, and then we have an entire team on the medical excellence and education team who is the Penn Foster student support team. And so there's a dedicated small team that supports the student and the mentor at each hospital for each of those students, and the PM and the medical director at those hospitals, which is the support team for that student, with specific resources. That also includes check-ins twice a year where the medical excellence and education team can ask everybody, how are you doing in your role? We support the mentor. We do target mentor development sessions so that we are growing all the stakeholders and helping those folks get through that program and then providing resources for them to study for and pass their VTNE. I mean, you could tell in my voice how excited I get about it and how well it's been received by those techs that said, I just never thought I'd have the resources to do this.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, do you have any examples of some of the technicians that have been, I'm sure, that have gone through this program and whatnot? What has been some of the testimonials that you've been hearing?
Yeah, so it's really great. So again, we have a very kind of bimodal population of students. We've got those new assistants that have just joined the profession. And then we've got those seasoned techs for whatever reason wanted to, but were never able to obtain their credentials. And this, it's really heartwarming to hear the stories of, you know, even a couple technicians who said, I tried this in the past. It just wasn't possible for me. I didn't feel I had enough time, or I got stuck. And I, you know how it is. Learning is tricky, right? It's tricky sometimes, or, you know, I had to drop out. I didn't have the money to continue. And for them to say, you know, this did it. It helped me having this support team. And importantly, taking away the expense was allowed me to go through this. And then to really see just the professional satisfaction that they've reported they feel, and the celebration and the community and the culture that it's built at their hospital to have everybody cheering this person on. I mean, it's really like a snowball that rolls downhill. I mean, the testimonials have really helped multiple people at the hospital, not just the person going through the program.
Yeah. Yeah. Talk about what that does. You just mentioned culture, like the fact that they feel empowered, that they could do some tasks that they may not have been able to do, say, 6 months or even a year ago. And now they have the tools and skill set through mentorship and through the program to do well, which is what we need now more than ever. You know, when we're talking about access to care and spectrum of care, it's great to have these technicians that can be able to, you know, do some of these procedures with the veterinarian to help us along the way. So I think that's fantastic.
Yeah.
And I know you also have something internally at Thrive called Jobs Unleashed. And so tell us a little bit about that and how that enables a veterinary staff to gain additional skills and contribute to the patient.
Ooh, Jobs Unleashed is so cool. So what it is, I'll tell you what it is, but it's an example of, let me get a little high level metaphysical here. So we're all about our national network of community at Thrive and how we can connect folks across our community of about 400 hospitals in every way that you would define connection, and what that, the impact that that can have to build relationships, to foster a positive culture of support. People aren't, you know, in a bubble or on an island. And so what Jobs Unleashed does is it allows us to foster that network of community related to, tactically, it's a platform that we have that allows our folks to go on and look where shifts might be open at other hospitals within our network, so that if we have a technician who wants to pick up additional shifts in their lane of practice, or is looking for dipping their toe in the pond at a hospital that has different types of services in their hospital, but also has shifts open where that technician's skill sets would still resonate with what is needed, they can actually go on Jobs Unleashed and they can sign up for those paid shifts, and they can now go work at another Thrive hospital, because we know, right, there's no such thing as ideal staffing. A hospital is always on the daily understaffed or overstaffed. Right. So let's take a hospital that has techs who want extra hours, and let's give them an opportunity to get those extra hours at a hospital that's bleeding and dying. And, you know, they have so many patients and they just don't have enough people to do everything that's needed. So first and foremost, the impact of that is that, again, for a technician that does want to pick up extra shifts, it's an opportunity. Number two, it allows that tech to help patients that maybe they wouldn't see at their home location. And it allows them to build relationships with folks across our community that they would never have had a chance to meet.
Oh, I love that. That's fantastic. Talk about, I mean, all these great things that we're doing, not just during Technician Week, but throughout the year. It's really, really nice. Yeah.
You bet.
That's fantastic. And in the spirit of Vet Tech Appreciation Week, I always wanted to share with you and the listeners some of the things that I hear that our colleagues are doing this week for Vet Technician Week. And hopefully this might jot some of you that are listening in, like, oh, maybe I'll do that. Maybe not this week, but maybe surprise them. But a couple of things that I've heard, Dr. Cairns, is PTO, extra days of PTO that they're giving them, which is nice. Massages, massage gift card. Gift certificates to their own, to the own vet hospital for their pets, which I thought was really nice to do. So that was really cool. A wellness package, which include either like a retreat for them. They also did family game night for their significant others, which is nice. So taking care of them themselves or whatnot. There's a hospital that's doing the painting, the wine and painting party. So they're painting pictures of their fur babies and also drinking some wine. So lots of great things. And then finally, which I think is one of the most important things, is they're investing in their education. They're paying for their conferences to go. They can choose where they want to go within reason for their employer. So I think that's fantastic as well. So really great ideas out there, right? It's so important to show gratitude.
I love all of these. I love, and I might steal a couple. Yeah. And I know I'm really excited. All of our hospitals will do really cool things that are very different based upon what each local leadership team decides to do and based upon the feedback of the technicians at that hospital. So a lot of our hospitals are doing similar things that you've already shared, big parties. One of the other cool things that I love every year is on top of what each of our local leadership teams does is that what we do centrally, it's one of my favorite things to do is, and I know we're on audio only, but I will show you, Adam, even though our listeners can't see, yeah. I'll describe it, is that we actually will send, I don't know if you can see this, we will send, I'm holding up a card that says a heartfelt thank you, is we will have central support folks in our Thrive community, including myself, divvy up and take and write personalized thank you notes to our technicians at our hospitals. And so it's super cool. I mean, because we've got thousands of technicians, but right. You know what? When it takes a village, and when you divvy up and you have a whole bunch of people that are excited to write them, it's really a labor of love. And the feedback we've received is on top of all those amazing things that you mentioned that we do and folks should do consistently over and over again, our techs say, and this doesn't surprise me because this is how I feel as a person, the single most important thing you can do to express gratitude is to tell me thank you, to see me, to tell me you see me and you hear me and make it personal. Yeah. So, you know, of course, we're going to do all the other fun things too, but I think it's real important to humanize us and make it custom to just tell a technician, you know, Becca Brown at Dermatology for Animals. I'm going to call her out. She's a lead tech trainer. Becca, you're amazing. And I know your name.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. You know how many over here, and I have it in a box, and I'm sure the listeners can relate. I save all my thank you cards that I've gotten from clients because words matter. Written words are even more powerful. And I love that you said that about, you know, a thank you card, because I feel like in 2023 and 24, we kind of fall by the wayside by just doing a text message. Verbal is nice too, but when you write it, it's such a nice added touch. So I challenge all the listeners out there to just in life, in general too, a handwritten thank you note just goes such a long way. It really does.
One of my favorites.
Yes. Well, Dr. Kelly Cairns, thank you so much for being on the show. To our listeners, if you want to learn more about Thrive Pet Healthcare, you can go ahead and visit them on their website, www.thrivepetcare.com, to learn more. And of course, I can't think of anyone more personable to reach out with just an email or phone call away than Dr. Kelly Cairns. So if you're ever interested, just send us an email and we would gladly connect you to her as well. So thank you so much for being on.
Thank you so much, Adam. Can I close with just expressing some gratitude for every tech I've ever worked with? And in particular, I'm so grateful that many of the members of my actual team of Team Medical Excellence and Education at Thrive are actually credentialed technicians who have chosen to come out of clinical practice, even though they do miss it, to have an impact on scale to support other technicians. So I just would love to, if you could indulge me for a moment, shout out these amazing individuals. Nicole Knape, she runs our veterinary technician and assistant externship program where we concierge.
Yes!
Nicole! Carolyn Massard, who's done just about everything in her life and is currently my program manager of all things amazing. And she runs our Penn Foster Scholarship Program.
Let's give it up for Carolyn.
Carol, I'm going to call out Angie Smith, who currently runs our vet student externship program. Angie, you're amazing. And Sadie Hahn, who runs our Jobs Unleashed platform. So again, I work for them. They're amazing. And I am so grateful for all the technicians in our profession. Oh, we see you.
That's so nice. Thank you for that shout out. They're going to love that. So yes. And again, thank you to all of our technicians and assistants out there for doing great work. And I always say all the support staff too, from cleaning kennels to the front desk to practice managers. Teamwork truly makes a dream work in veterinary medicine. And we hear you, we see you, and thank you for all the great work you do. Thank you, Dr. Cairns.
Thank you, Adam. And thank you to DVM360 and Fetch for continuously innovating in the space and advocating for our vet techs. I appreciate all of you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Thank you for listening in. Hopefully this gives you some inspiration to do some good work out there. Don't forget to write a thank you card, and we'll see you next time right here on the Vet Blast podcast. Happy Vet Tech Week, everyone.
you for listening to the Vet Blast podcast with me, Dr. Adam Christman. Tune in next time. Remember, take care of your animals and always stay pawsome.